11.
We are Fox Sports!
I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to Papermaker Stadium in Kimberly. Kimberly is one of the best teams in the state. They plan on playing for a state championship, and they are every bit as good as we had heard they were. They lead 49-8 at halftime. Quickly recap the scoring in this game because it is all Kimberly. In fact, they have scored on each one of their touches. Their first possession, they had a short field. They got the ball at the Evergreens 41-yard line. Three-play scoring drive capped off by a 16-yard pass from Scott Scribner to Brian Corral, 7-0. Evergreens fumbled on their next possession. Kimberly took over at the 48-yard line. J.P. Perenboom scored on a 28-yard touchdown run, 14-0. Perenboom scored on the Papermaker's very next touch, a 6-yard touchdown run. It was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. The Evergreens have had one successful drive in this game. They put together a 78-yard drive that carried into the very early part of the second quarter. Mason Hagenbusher scored on a 3-yard touchdown run. The Evergreens successfully passed for a 2-point conversion afterwards. Brady Burrell with the reception. It was 21-8. Kimberly has scored 4 touchdowns since then, 2 of them coming thanks to Evergreen turnovers. One, an interception from Nick Sarakowski that set up a 41-yard drive. And another Nick Sarakowski interception that was run back for a touchdown. Again, the Papermakers with a 49-8 lead as we get ready to start the second half. And Kimberly will get the ball to start the second half as well. We'll get that underway when we come back in 1 minute. You're listening to Evergreens Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed 5 times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Once our action is done here, we will just travel across the Fox Valley, where Wausau East is closing out their regular season against Appleton North. That game's on tape delay once we are done at Papermaker Stadium, where Kimberly leads 49-8 at the start of the third quarter. Let's look at the anatomy of a perfect season. Kimberly is on the verge of going 9-0, and they've really beaten all comers, and many of their games have been lopsided. Kimberly opened the season on the road at Menasha, and they beat Menasha 45-30. Who would have thought that that would be the closest game they've been in all season? Kimberly's home opener on Labor Day weekend, they played Fond du Lac here, and they were 55-14 winners. So here's what Kimberly has done in conference play. Their first conference game, September 6th, was against Wausau East. 57-3, they beat the Lumberjacks. Then Appleton East. Kimberly shut them out, 54-0. Kakana was winless at the time. They played these Kimberly Papermakers here at Papermaker Stadium. Kimberly posted a 45-0 win there. Appleton North, which has only one loss. Appleton North is a team that hopes they will go deep in the playoffs. They were no match for the Papermakers. Kimberly throttled them 49-14. Kimberly beat Wausau West on the road, 35-7. And then last week, the Papermakers put up 76 points, beating winless Appleton West 76-7. And here, Kimberly has had their own way with DC Everest. It is 49-8 as the teams come over to their respective sidelines to get this second half underway. The Evergreen's defense does not yet have a stop in this ballgame. And we will be in running time as we start the third quarter with the Papermakers up by 41 points. So as you've heard from Coach Luke Coonan, tomorrow coaches from all around the state gather for their conference meetings and to seed their teams for postseason. And on Sunday, we'll have an idea of where the Evergreens go. And on Monday morning, check in with our morning news and sports reports for these playoff activities. Kimberly is certainly a one or two seed, which means that Kimberly may very well be looking at a blowout win level one playoff game. And because the Evergreens will be going into the postseason likely at 5-4 after a loss tonight, the Evergreens are likely to travel and are likely to have a very tough opponent in the first round of the playoffs as well. So we will be on the air with DC Everest football next Friday, although it is possible that the playoff game could be Saturday, most likely a Friday night game. We won't know the location or the matchup and opponent. That is still to be determined. Kimberly in those red jerseys and white trim comes out onto the field. They are ready to receive the kickoff. Second half about to get underway again. 49-8. So if you're hoping for some surprise, well, it has not been in the cards here. Kyle Kurtenbach getting ready to kick it off. You know, the Evergreens are not really a team that plays for moral victories. I mean, they think of themselves as a top-level football program. There's a gap between DC Everest and the Kimberly Papermakers. Second half is underway with a low bouncing kick. It's taken by Ryan Giese. Giese waits for his blocking to form, goes up across the 20, 25, down at the 26 or 27-yard line. Kimberly will start there, first and 10. Again, in a running time situation, this second half will probably play much, much faster than the first half. Clock will stop after scoring plays and will stop if teams elect to use their timeouts. The big development for Kimberly in this game is that they are without running back J.P. Perenboom, who was injured back in the second quarter. He scored two touchdowns and has not returned, and they were looking at his knee or his ankle. So here's first and 10 at the 26-yard line, and Kimberly's first play from center. They've got a backup quarterback in there. That's Tanner Vanderkay. And he lost the fumble, and he got back on top of it. It'll be Kimberly ball, but there's a loss of 6 or 7 yards here. Ball goes back to the 15-yard line. It's going to be second down. Yeah, that's a pretty big loss. It's a loss of 12 yards there. So here comes second and 22. And Kimberly is giving some of their backups a chance to play. That makes sense after you see their top running back go down. Yeah, quarterback Scott Schribner is on the bench. In fact, I see him right in front of me. So here is Turner Vanderkay. This time he does get the sure snap. It's a handoff up the middle. In fact, breaking through, there's a hole, and this one is going to be a foot race to the end zone. Looked like this play was bottled up. Instead, it goes all the way for a touchdown. Nathan Thiessen. Looked like Thiessen was going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Then once he got through, because everyone was bottled up there at the 18, 20-yard line, he got through and it was a foot race to the end zone. It's an 82-yard touchdown run on the second play of the second half. The House of Horrors continues for DC Everest. Kimberly is sending out their backup kicker for an extra point try. This is Eric Zake. Zake's extra point is good. It is now 57-8. We'll keep it right here. Clock stops after the scoring play, and the Evergreens are about to get the kickoff. Yeah, on that touchdown run, it looked like the play was going to be stopped there at the line of scrimmage. But you know what? You get those arm tackles and you don't wrap up and you don't bring someone down. And then once they get through, when everyone is bunched up like that, just a lot of real estate. And Kimberly again has scored on every one of their touches. Kyle Zableski and Wyatt Brown are back to return the kick here for DC Everest. Got to wonder, too, if there will come a time in this game when the Evergreens will pull some of their starters. You don't want any injuries as you're going into the playoffs, and the outcome of this game has just not been in question for a long time. Waiting for the kickoff, here it is. It's a low line drive kick. Wyatt Brown's got it at the 10, not across the 15, 20. Got a block there, a little bit of a seam across the 25, 30, 35, and down at the 37-yard line. So that's reasonably good field position for DC Everest. They will start first and 10 there. So we are going to see some of the Kimberly bench here in the second half, and we're going to see Nick Sierakowski start the second half for the Evergreens. Sierakowski comes out to the line of scrimmage, shotgun formation. He is going to keep it. And he gets a block, goes across the 40. And actually, he pitched back to Wyatt Brown there. Brown's out across the 43-yard line. He's got 5 or 6 yards. It's going to be second down and 4. Evergreens football is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Wyatt Brown there, met in the backfield, dropped for a loss. Tried to go right up the middle. Now they're going to spot him back at the line of scrimmage. Hey, you know what? They say he fell forward. Gets a yard there. So what was second down is now third down and 4. 8:51 to play, third quarter. All Kimberly. 56-8. Maybe a passing situation here for Nick Sierakowski. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Sierakowski will roll out and will throw. Finds his man underneath. This is first down yardage. Trying to strip the ball there. Evergreens hold on to it, get out to the 50-yard line. It's a gain of 5, and it's a first down. Andrew Miller on the reception. Andrew Miller is a junior, and he's seen enough playing time that we know that he is going to be a big part of the Evergreens offense next season. So the Evergreens get a first down with 8 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Come up to the line of scrimmage. Backs are in the I formation and two receivers to the near side. Handoff. Carrying the ball here is Nathan Reedy. Yeah, the Evergreens do not have Wyatt Brown out on the field. Reedy is forward for 3 yards. Down to the 46-yard line. And the Evergreens will huddle up. Evergreens football sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. Nick Sierakowski will be under center here. Second man through. And breaking through, here's a hole for Reedy. Reedy's got a big gain across the 40, down to the 30, and down inside the 25-yard line. Nathan Reedy right up the middle. Reedy has 23 yards and a first down. Now, to keep this in perspective, the Evergreens are playing against the second-string Kimberly defense at this point. Again, Wyatt Brown is not in here. It is Miller and Reedy who are the backs. Reedy gets to carry again. Finds a little bit of a hole, and he's got 5 or 6 yards. He goes inside the 20 and is down to the 19-yard line. So the Evergreens are in the red zone. Balsich just inside the 20-yard line. Evergreen Sports from Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Stop in at Baseman's for your favorite pair of Red Wing shoes during the fall boot sale. Don't forget your headquarters for warm and dry is Baseman's Shoe of Wausau. Evergreens huddle up, now come up to the line of scrimmage. Put a single receiver out to the far side. And here's a handoff. Looking for the end around. Lots of misdirection here, and carrying the ball is Mitchell Bowles. Bowles turns the corner, gets inside the 10, and out of bounds close to the 5-yard line. So Mitchell Bowles gets a chance to show off his speed. First and goal for the Evergreens at the 5-yard line. As we go under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Evergreen's driving on their first possession here of the second half. Here's a handoff up the middle, tried Miller. Miller's met in the backfield and falls forward. Got back to the line of scrimmage, no gain. Second and goal. Kimberly with eight touchdowns on the board in this game so far. 56 points. And a 56-8 lead. Well, Evergreen's trying to add more here. Here's second and goal from the five. We've got a whistle. Someone jumped off sides. And it's the Evergreen's offensive line that moved. Walk back 5 yards. Not that it matters because this game is kind of out of control. But penalties in the red zone have been a bugaboo all season for D.C. Everest. Second and goal. So the Evergreens huddle up. Clock moving now that the ball has been spotted after the penalty. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Nick Sierakowski, I formation under center, hands off to the first man through, keeps it himself. Sierakowski tries to change direction. He's got some room if he can get the corner. He's dancing forward. It's a lot of running for 2 or 3 yards. Nick Sierakowski was trying to bounce that outside. He got turned back in towards the center of the field, and he gains back 2 or 3 yards. It'll be third down and goal from, between the 7 and 8 yard line. Evergreens bring in some new personnel. Try and get this play in on third down. With nothing to lose, I would imagine the Evergreens will go for it on fourth down if they don't score here. Sierakowski under center. Gets the snap. Will pass. Fakes the handoff. Got time. Now under some pressure. Dances away clear. Sierakowski shovels the ball forward. Pass is incomplete. He just got that ball away. He was about to be sacked. And the Evergreens look like they are going to try a field goal here. I mean, you never know. In the playoffs, the field goal team might be called on to kick. So this is good practice in a game situation. Mason Hagenbusher is going to hold. And Kyle Kurtenbach is going to kick. This will be a 25-yard attempt. Because the Evergreens are trying to get points out of this drive. Here's the snap. Ball is down. 25-yarder booms towards the uprights. It is no good. Wide left. So we stay at 56-8. The Evergreens started back at the 20-yard line. They got the ball down to the 5, but are turned away empty. And Kimberly will take over. D.C. Everest football sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Glen Ray Radiators has been serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Turner Van Cray, second string quarterback. Seeing the snaps here in the second half. First and 10 with Kimberly taking over at the 25-yard line. Gets the snap. Hand off up the middle and now bouncing to the outside. Positive yardage there. Kimberly moves the ball out across the 25 and down at the 27-yard line. It's a gain of 5 or 6 yards. Colin Tessner with the carry there. 2.5 minutes to play third quarter. With our score at halftime, 49-8. This game has been in running time since intermission. Quarterback shotgun formation. Keeps the ball on the ground again. Trying to turn the corner. This play is swarmed under for a loss. Good stop there by the Evergreens defense. Coming up and make that play, that's Austin Wodzinski who is there. And that play went backwards for 3 or 4 yards. Blair Mulholland carried and went back 4 yards. Third and 9. Under 2 minutes in the third quarter. Now the Evergreens defense will have a chance to get off the field for the first time tonight. They can get a stop on this play. See if they let Turner Van Cray, the backup quarterback, throw here. They put two receivers to the near side. He will indeed pass. Pass is underneath. Complete. It's a screen, and it's going to be short of a first down. Ryan Giese made the reception. Giese is out of bounds at the 26 or 27-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 3. And Kimberly may punt here just to give the punt team a chance to go out and kick. something that hasn't happened at all in this ball game. Of course, you'll need the punt game to be finely tuned also for the playoff run. And yes, Kimberly is in punt formation. Connor McCormick is going to kick away. Again, we said earlier in the game, Kimberly has punted only 13 times this season. There's a high snap. McCormick gets it down. Booming kick. Across the 45-yard line, Kyle Zableski takes it there up across the 50. Zableski gets a block, goes across the 45-40, and he's down close to the 35-yard line, so it'll be a short field for D.C. Everest. We have under a minute to play in the third quarter. The Evergreens will start first and 10 at the 37-yard line. It is 56, D.C. Everest 8. Will the Evergreens keep Nick Sierakowski out there? Yes, they will. Ball is spotted at the 37, first and 10. Evergreen's best field position of the night. Not that it's particularly important. Again, the outcome here, just academic. All we're waiting for is the final score. On first down, pass complete to Mitchell Bowles, but he catches it behind the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. It's a pass completion for minus 3 yards. And the clock continues to run, and that is going to be the end of the third quarter. Kimberly 56, D.C. Everest 8, one quarter to go, and we'll have at it after a one-minute timeout. This is D.C. Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are the Hearing House. Take your house, a Hearing House.
Good candidates for hearing aids say things like, I hear, but I don't understand what's being said. Or, it sounds like people are mumbling. Or, I've been told that I have nerve damage. We want you to know that we can help. Our modern location in Wausau is located in Emerald Court at the corner of Stewart Avenue and 36th Avenue. We also have offices in Marshfield, Colby, and Nielsville. The Hearing House has been voted as one of the nation's best hearing health care providers in the nation for 2012 by the Hearing Review. Remember, the Hearing House is home of the 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee, and every purchase includes our lifetime service agreement. So call us at 715-261-2971 to make your appointment today.
The Hearing House. Take your house. The Hearing House.
Fox.
And jumping around at Kimberly's Papermaker Stadium as the fourth quarter gets underway on the first play from scrimmage. It's a pitchback, and Wyatt Brown carried. Brown is tackled out of bounds, and again, there should be a penalty marker there, and there isn't. Wyatt Brown was two or three steps out of bounds when he was rudely tackled and brought down. Wyatt Brown gains 4 yards, but it's third and 10 coming up. And Wyatt Brown goes out. You know, I'm not sure if they gave Wyatt Brown that carry for statistical purposes. That may have been the carry. He was over 1,000 yards. May have gone back under 1,000 yards because he was stopped for a couple of losses. And now he goes back to the sidelines. Nathan Reedy carries on third down, tries to go up the middle, gains only a yard or two. He gets 2 yards, and now a penalty marker comes in to the pile. See what the penalty is here. Looks like it's going to be against the Evergreens. The penalty is a block below the waist against D.C. Everest. And let's see, Kimberly may decline this penalty because it does bring up fourth down. It's fourth and 8. And the Evergreens are bringing the punt unit onto the field. Evergreens football, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And CoVantage Credit Union, step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. It is Zach Hoffman who will kick away. He stands back at his 50-yard line waiting to kick this ball away. And here's the snap, and there's his punt. It's a good high kick. Fair catch called for back at the 10-yard line, back inside the 10. Kimberly will start back at their 7-yard line. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Telusti and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law, we're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Kimberly is bringing in a third-string quarterback to get a chance for some snaps here. And on the far side of the field, it's difficult to pick up his number. And here is a handoff up the middle. Ethan Berkeley is the third-string quarterback, and it's a handoff up the middle. And it's a gain of 3 or 4 yards. 9:20 left to play in this ball game. It is Kimberly 56, Evergreen's 8. Kimberly led 49-8 at halftime and has added a touchdown as the only scoring here in the second half. That touchdown was an 82-yard run by Nathan Thyssen. It is second and about 2 yards. Again, this is Kimberly's third string that is in here now. And here's a handoff forward close to first down yardage, falling forward for a first down. Ethan Berkeley is a sophomore, and he's been assigned number 81. So we have a quarterback wearing number 81. And it is a first down for Kimberly as they move the ball out to the 20-yard line. And Ethan Berkeley again leads his team up to the line of scrimmage with receivers out to either side. Got a single back there. Man goes in motion. Here's the snap. Berkeley fakes the handoff. And it's the second man through. This is a gain of 4 or 5 yards. Carrying the ball there was Colin Tressner. Tressner also a third string. He's a sophomore running back. Second down and 7 coming up. As we go under 8 minutes to play in the game. Tonight's ball game sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Shotgun formation here with a man in motion. And it's a handoff to the second man through. There's blocking and breaking a tackle, lunging and diving forward is Colin Tressner. He's out across the 30, 35, out close to the 40-yard line. It's a gain of 9, and it's another first down for Kimberly. Evergreen still have a lot of starters out there on defense, and Kimberly's third string has been able to move the football. Evergreen's football is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Easy Living Management, make managing your rental property easy. And Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Little misdirection here. It's Tressner carrying again. Breaks a tackle. Stiff arm. He's got 10, 11, 12 yards out to midfield. 12-yard gain and another first down. Evergreen's defense is tired. 6:45 to play. Clock moving. Proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. InterCity State Bank, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Ball's just across the 50-yard line. Bad snap and exchange. We've got a whistle. Ball was briefly fumbled. This play is blown dead. It is a false start against Kimberly. There was movement on the near side of their offensive line. Someone didn't know the snap count here. I am not sure that Wausau East is going to fare any better in their last game of the regular season. The Lumberjacks are 1-7. They're closing out not far from our location. They're playing Appleton North tonight. That game's the second game of our Week 9 doubleheader once we're done here. 1st and 15 after the penalty. Ethan Berkeley at quarterback calls for the snap. And a handoff. Met there in the backfield. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Is a short gain for Brian Corral. Corral, who is playing in here with the third stringers, was in action in the first quarter. In fact, he scored the first touchdown of this game on a 16-yard touchdown run. 56 points ago. 56-8. It's a gain of 1 there, and it's 2nd and 14 for Kimberly. And Corral carries again. Tries to get the corner there. He's got blocking. Yep, he was able to turn the corner. Gets 5 or 6 yards. And the ball goes back across midfield and down at the 48-yard line, where it is going to be 3rd and a more manageable 9. Under 5 minutes to play. If the Evergreens can get a stop, they'll probably get the ball back just one more time in this ballgame. As Kimberly and DC Everest will both be going into the playoffs. The Evergreens happy to be there. Kimberly expecting to go very deep. They believe that they have a state championship team this year. Here's the 3rd and 9 play. Corral breaks a tackle. He's into the clear and into the secondary. He fumbles the football. It's loose. And after a gain of 15 or 16 yards, it's recovered by the Evergreens. So DC Everest will indeed get the ball back for a final possession. After a nice gain, Corral lost the ball as he was going down, and the Evergreens will get the ball at the 31-yard line. Andy Cratwell recovered that fumble. And the Evergreens are done with their starting quarterback, Nick Sierakowski. Michael Nicholas will come in to run the offense here. Under 4 minutes to play. Michael Nicholas huddles the team up. Evergreens football, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? Their expert sports medicine physicians will help at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. And here's a handoff, carrying the ball forward for DC Everest is Andrew Miller. Miller's got 3 yards. Across the 35, out to the 36-yard line. Proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports is Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Evergreens are happy to huddle up here. They're in no rush. They'd like to see this clock get down to all zeros and then lick their wounds and regroup for a playoff game next week. And we've got a whistle, and there was movement on the line of scrimmage against DC Everest. False start will cost them 5 yards. So what was going to be a 2nd and 6 is going to become a 2nd and 11. Young's Drugstore in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield are making a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point the DC Everest Evergreens score in their games. 8 points so far, so $8 more added to our Honor Flight Fund to help veterans go to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their area. Here's a handoff up the middle. Nope, that's Nathan Reedy. Reedy gets back the penalty yardage and about 4 or 5 yards more. The Evergreens are looking at a 3rd and 6. 2 minutes to play. And here comes Mike Nicholas. Nicholas, not the starting quarterback. He was at the controls for the Evergreens Week 2 win against Wisconsin Rapids. He played well in that game. Look to pass here. Goes out to the flat. Pass is complete. Met right at the line of scrimmage. No, and dropped. Didn't hold it long enough. Pass was going out there to Wes Roth. And it is 4th down. Evergreens are going to punt. Minute and a half to play. And Kimberly is going to get the ball back. Papermakers up 56-8, leading 49-8 at halftime. Only scoring since intermission, Nathan Thiessen's 82-yard touchdown run on Kimberly's first possession of the second half. Out to punt here, and kicking it away is Zach Hoffman. Hoffman high kick, fair catch called for back at the 25-yard line. Receiver catches it, and then falls onto his backside. Was able to hold on to it, though. And Kimberly will start 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. And what's going to be the last possession of the game, we have 1:01 left on the clock. Wonder if Kimberly has a fourth-string quarterback that they will run out there. Once this game goes final, a very quick recap, and then we'll get to our Wausau East Lumberjacks coverage on tape delay. Nope, third-string quarterback. Ethan Berkeley comes out to run this papermaker offense for a second series. You know what? They're going to put Berkeley in victory formation. He's just going to take a knee. And the clock is going to wind down. And I don't think Kimberly will have to snap the ball again. They will not. The Kimberly Papermakers have just completed a perfect season, 9-0. And they go on to the state playoffs. This is a team that may very well be this year's state championship team. We got a chance to see them. Congratulations to the Kimberly Papermakers. They have defeated DC Everest 56-8. Back with a recap in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In inner city, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Bossports! Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Conley, and I welcome you back to Papermaker Stadium, where Kimberly has just defeated DC Everest 56-8. When these teams met on this field a year ago, Kimberly throttled the Evergreens 52-0. Kimberly completes a perfect season at 9-0. The Papermakers scored on all seven of their possessions in the first half, and they led 49-8 at halftime. Was there anything positive for the Evergreens? Well, yes, they did move the ball 79 yards and scored a touchdown with the Evergreens' first-string offense playing against Kimberly's second-string defense. It was the Evergreens' best drive of the night. It started late in the first quarter and carried into the second quarter a Mason Hagenbusher three-yard touchdown run and a successful two-point conversion caught by Brady Burrell in the back of the end zone. That was the Evergreens' only scoring. And after the Evergreens got on the board, Kimberly would score four more touchdowns in that second quarter before halftime. Kimberly also took advantage of three Evergreens turnovers. Nick Sierakowski was intercepted twice. One of them set up a scoring run. The other interception was run back 41 yards by Brett Ferguson. The Evergreens also fumbled once back in the first quarter. Three plays later, Kimberly stuck the ball into the end zone on a 28-yard TD run by J.P. Perenboom. The only concern for Kimberly is that Perenboom was injured in the second quarter, and it looked like he hurt either his leg or his ankle. He did not return, and I would imagine his status for next week in the playoffs is in doubt. Coaches will huddle tomorrow, seed the teams, and announce the playoff standings. We do know for sure that the Evergreens will play next week. And you know what? It's very likely that the Evergreens' opponent next week will be an easier opponent than the Kimberly team that they saw tonight. Kimberly is absolutely as good as advertised, and the whooping stick was out tonight. That wraps up our broadcast from Papermaker Stadium. Repeating our final score, Kimberly 56, DC Everest 8. Tom King's call of the Wausau East Appleton North game is coming up next after a preview from Spencer Loomis in our Fox Sports Game Night studios. From Kimberly, I'm Chris Conley. Thanks for joining us for DC Everest High School football, and we'll talk again next Friday night. This is Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware in Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Law Firm, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, InterCity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, Valley Communities Credit Union, Hearing House, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau, and Coons Hearing Center, Schofield. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.